Christmas is the demonstration of God's love to the world and God's intervention into human challenges. We know in 2023 there were good things that have happened, and also there were some challenges that have happened, but we rejoice to God that we were able to go through all these things.
Let's talk about the good things that you're saying that happened. What are these good things?
The good things we saw as a church, we were able to move around the country with the evangelism, discipleship, and also to have regular worship in all our churches across South Sudan. That was something we were able to thank God for. And secondly, we also saw that the parties to the revitalized peace agreement were able to stick to what they signed on, and we did not see any major exchange of guns, which we are grateful for that. And we see that the revitalized government have also made some steps in forming some committees and institutions that will pave way for the elections, which is something we are grateful and we are thankful to the revitalized government for that.
Talk about some of the challenges. You said there were good things and there were some challenges. Talk about the challenges. What are some of these challenges?
There are many challenges, but I will mention few. One of the challenges was the intercommunal violence, which caused loss of lives, destructions, and the displacement of citizens in many parts of the country. The second challenge is the harsh economic situation, which made life very miserable to many South Sudanese. And it has continued even during this Christmas. Many families are not all that happy, 100%. Though you may find people singing, but they just sing maybe 30% or 40%, because the economy has hit us on all people. And on top of that, we just received influx of refugees and returnees from the neighboring Sudan because of the ongoing violence there. So this has also added to our misery as South Sudanese, especially the border towns with Sudan have received lots of these returnees and refugees, including the city of Juba. That also adds to our misery.
And what will be your message on this Christmas Day to the people that you're talking about who are going through economic hardship? I mean, I've been here for some days and I can see it on the faces of people on the streets. What will be your message to them?
My message is that as we face these challenges, let's look to the self-emptying Christ Jesus, who put aside power and glory to be born amongst us in fragility, in vulnerability, in displacement and refuge, in order to identify with us in our most profound human struggles. Let's welcome him joyfully. Let's open our hearts to him. Let's love ourselves, forgive ourselves, and express our joy, not because our stomach is full, but because of what God has done to us as we celebrate this year's Christmas.
If there is any message that you would like to pass to the leaders of this country, what would that message be?
To the leaders of this country, as a church, we want to thank them for the progress they have been making, though slow, but we have seen. We thank them for that. And we assure all our political leaders of our prayers as a church. We pray for them, for wisdom, for God's guidance, that they should not again allow anything to bring violence and disrupt the life of people in this country. We know very well that we are coming to the end of the revitalized agreement. We are now preparing for elections, but our prayer is that God guides them to do things wisely and to progress in implementing the unimplemented provisions, that there will be election. If no election, there should be something that continues to keep the citizens peaceful, not to enter into violence again. That's our prayer for all of them, and then that's our message to them, that they should prioritize the life of the citizens of South Sudan over their own personal interests.